Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is mostly on how to use sound and vibration for pain relief. And it's really about focus as well. And so we'll hold the intention that we are all pain-free. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening at the Institute and Store and Therapy Center. We've got our summer intensive coming up, actually June 5th to the 18th, which is 2 weeks, 10 to 9:30 every day. It's really good if you're out of town because you can come in and get immersed in, and we haven't really killed anybody yet. It's really very powerful. You get in the zone and you don't leave. And we do a lot of like meditation, so it's, you know, we don't really burn people out. You could also even stay at the Institute for $200. It's $1,485 for the 2 weeks. And that's half of the certificate program, the Sound Healing Certificate Program. If you wanted to come back in August 7th, then you can do another 2 weeks and complete the whole certificate. Or you could do the second half online, because we set it up so the first 2 weeks in June are the classes that are best done at the Institute, whereas the ones that we do online later, they're more lecture, so it's not as critical to be here. But if you can come back, it's great. But if you can't, you can also do the whole certificate program online. We've got with live instructors or by video. It's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. San Francisco Pacific time. And classes are really effective, actually, online if you can't make it out here. So, and all of those certificate programs lead into the degree program. In fact, the certificate is the first semester of the associate degree program, where we go to more in depth in how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we go start doing more practice. We do a lot of practice in the first semester, but we do a lot more treatments on people from the public. We have people come in, you do treatments on people. Also, have you do some sound healing research. And we teach about different aspects of consciousness, how to do assessments from a psychological perspective. We teach about the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life consciousness paradigm. We also have classes on the history of healing music. We have lots of classes on tuning forks. We have intermediate and advanced classes on toning, chant, and mantra. We get deeper into inner music theory, where you learn really how the whole universe is designed based on music and sound. And it's just very effective, very powerful. The degree program really makes you a master at it all. So, again, you can start June 5th. If we get enough people, we'll even have the three-month program here starting May 25th as well, and besides the summer intensive. We also have the audio recording class starting. Let's see, we got an intensive June 21st to July 29th, and it's 4 days a week with some nights and a couple of nights. And it's about how to record, mix, and produce music using Pro Tools mostly. But if you use other software, it's applicable to other things like Ableton Live and Logic Audio. And we also teach you how to use binaural beats. We teach you how to create a music with intention and hold the intention. And we really go through all the different frequencies based on chakras. So it's really a very powerful thing. Even if you know how to record already, it's a lot of information that could be really helpful for you, even if you already know how to record. So there's the summer intensive. We also have a 11-week program that's half of the audio program online, or a 22-week version that is the full certificate for the audio recording program. And that's that program, again, is how to record, mix, and produce. And online, it works really, really quite well. We have it so you can see our computer online in real time. You can see what we're mixing, and you can hear it in real time as well. It's very effective for making music that affects people in a very powerful way. So again, that starts July 21st. And then we also have an open house coming up, May 22nd, Sunday, May 22nd from 1 to 6 p.m. We put people on sound tables. We do talk about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And also do a lot of meditations to get you in the zone. By the time you leave, people just don't want to leave. And it's interesting how fast 5 hours goes by when you get in the zone with sound. You're welcome to come for just part of it as well. Again, that's May 22nd at the Institute here in San Francisco. We also have the Mount Shasta retreat on July 9th and 10th up in Mount Shasta at Stewart Hot Springs. So some really nice water, healing water, and we're on a river right next to the convention room. And then we go up on the mountain on July 11th in the morning, and it's really profound to be in the energy of the mountain in the woods. So if you can make it, it's only $185 right now, and you can check that out. You can find all the information I've been talking about at soundhealingcenter.com, soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486, 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have a Tibetan bowl concert coming up on June 17th. It's actually right at the end of the summer intensive. So if you're in the summer intensive, you get in anyway. And it's with Karma Moffat, who is the master of Tibetan bowls. He's got a Tibetan horn, like the 10-foot-long horn, as well as like $10,000 worth of amazing Tibetan bowls. And he's just a master at playing them and bringing you up to the crown chakra, down to the ground. Really powerful. It's only $20 to get in. So all that's happening. Also, I still have my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, the main book in the field on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We've got a physical book for $48, the PDF for $28, our interactive version with music, musical and sound examples throughout the PDF for $148. We also have the store where we've got sound tables, sound lounges, the most effective thing for pain that we'll be talking about. Those are tables and chairs that have like subwoofers. They're actually called transducers that are mounted inside them or on the bottom that vibrate your body intensely. Really effective for pain, for muscle issues, for anything neurological, even stroke, Parkinson's. You know, very, very powerful. A lot of people have gotten rid of fibromyalgia with it. I have one woman who's using it for her her Alzheimer's, her mother with Alzheimer's. And then there's a guy in Colorado that I've been talking with who got one, and he is using it for PTSD. And, oh my God, this guy has the most intense patients you could imagine, the kind of the most profound cases. He has many people who have actually had their that were in the in Iraq or Afghanistan, and their Humvee was blown up, and all their buddies were killed. And so he's also got a few people from 9/11 that were in the tower, and he's using the sound lounge we have with the speakers in them, and he says it's profound what's happening. You know, these are people that never go outside anymore, that are really, I mean, the PTSD is so intensely bad, and it's so effective. He says he can't imagine how anybody could treat PTSD without these loungers. The music, he says, takes them to a still point where he can go even deeper with them, with the therapies he does. So we have that in the store. We also have lots of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos. We've got interesting technologies. We've got the Portico by Don Estes, all types of stuff at our store. And that's soundoflove.com. We also have our therapy center where we can find your soul frequency, where you're at peace, and then give you a CD so you can go to peace and stillness at any time. We also do voice analysis where we can find what frequencies are missing in your system to see what's causing problems with different organs or with learning disabilities. Then we give you a frequency to fill in the missing frequency. We also have a treatment we do for ADD, where we find your frequency at delta, theta, alpha, and beta, especially beta, so that you can then focus again. It's been proven to be very, very effective. Yeah. So that's a lot that's happening. We also have the Sound Healing Research Foundation. If you go to soundhealingresearchfoundation.org, you can see all the research projects we're working on, including about 100 clinical research papers on how sound and music affect people. And I'll be talking about some of those for pain here in just a bit. So again, david@soundhealingcenter.com or 415-777-2486. You know, years ago, probably over 10 years ago, I was reaching for a towel coming out of the shower, and I reached too far and I slipped and fell on the side of the tub and broke a rib. And I just started screaming. And I very quickly noticed that as long as I was screaming, I felt no pain. And I would stop and I would like start screaming again because I felt the pain. So I just screamed for about 3 hours. Of course, no one could be in the room with me, but I wasn't going to stop because it just hurt too much. So I just kept screaming. And then about 5 years ago, I had appendicitis and I was in the hospital to have it removed. And actually, the worst part of it was when when they would pull the tape off of the holding the IV into my wrists, right? Because they didn't cut the hair off. They just pulled it out. And I would scream whenever they pull the tape off. And I would go, 1, 2, 3, ah, right? And I would feel no pain. And so it was working really great until the nurses said, Dave, you're freaking out the people down the hallway. They think somebody's dying in here. And I was just like getting rid of the pain for the tape coming off my arm, right? And so the doctor came in the next day, and I said, well, you know, can I yell when you do that procedure? And he says, yeah. And I said, he said, you know why you don't feel any pain when you yell? And I said, why? And he said, because the pain receptors in the body can only handle so much information. And when they get filled up with information, you no longer feel, or sound, you no longer feel the pain. So then I was off and running. you know, because there's many ways you can deal with pain. One is to make sound. One is to play sound. And when you play sound, you can use things that actually vibrate the body physically that can help relieve pain. That's not only includes the sound table and the sound lounge, but it also includes tuning forks that you put on or around the pain that vibrate right on the body. Also, we have the bass pod that's in our store. That's this little 3x3 cube that's like a subwoofer. And you can put that on the body, and it's extremely helpful for pain. So you can do physical vibration for pain, which can be really effective and probably the most effective of all. Or you can do distraction, where, and distraction can happen in a couple of ways. You can actually get people just thinking about something else, and it could be exciting or interesting, not even feel that good. But as long as they're not thinking about the pain, then they don't feel the pain, right? But the other just type of distraction is to bring people into bliss. If you bring people into bliss, not only do they not feel the pain, it starts healing the pain. Because now all this healing energy is flowing through your system, and that helps to heal the pain really well. One thing before we get into these different areas that I want to mention that is just unbelievably helpful is if you bruise something or strain a muscle or, you know, twist your ankle or anything physical that happens in a specific instance in a single moment, I found, and I actually learned this from a chiropractor, that if you actually do vibration on the part of the body that just got hurt, like even if you burn yourself, or if you cut yourself, or if you bruise, if you do vibration on it immediately, or at least within a couple of minutes, that the body doesn't realize that there's something really bad happened. So the body doesn't go into this whole sending blood and all. I mean, this whole series of physiological things that happen. And the pain receptors don't go, oh, we better scream. Because since it only happened for a minute, somehow they don't kick in, and the healing is profound. You know, I know of two really stark examples of this. My friend actually was at the Mount Shasta retreat 3 years ago. It was actually when we did it on December 21st, 2012. It was a major snowstorm up there, so we had a stove in the actual conference room that was heating up, and she burnt her finger pretty badly, really. And she immediately put a tuning fork on it. And about an hour later, she burnt her finger, another finger. And this time, she didn't put a tuning fork on it. And the next day, the one she didn't put the tuning fork on had become a blister. And the one she did put a tuning fork on was almost healed. And they were like the exact same amount of burn. And then 3 days or three or four days later, the one she put the tuning fork on was completely healed. And the other one was, the blister was still just opening. And it took another week for the other one to heal. That was really, really profound. And then, that was like 5 years ago, but just last week, I was moving into the New Living Expo, and I kicked a cart, or a cart kicked me, and it bruised my ankle just my shin really badly. It was like really bad. It's like, oh, God, it hurts so much. And I grabbed a tuning fork and put it on it immediately. And it's bizarre. It still hasn't completely healed. It's been a week now, but it's almost completely gone now. And it did look really bad because it did break the skin and it was bleeding and stuff, right? And it did look really bad, but it never hurt. And it was so bad, it was just kind of bizarre that it looked so bad, but it never hurt. I mean, it looked like something that you would just be limping from, right? And so if you, the most basic thing, if you don't have a tuning fork, is to rub it really intensely. Like if you hurt a muscle or sprain your ankle or wrist or something, rub it powerfully, really, really, really strongly. And because that's a vibration right there. If you're just going back and forth, you're putting a vibration into it. If you hold and rub it as hard as you can. And so again, that the body, if it doesn't hurt if you do that, you get that vibration in the body and the body doesn't know that it's hurt and it doesn't go into this whole freak out response. It's kind of weird that God has created the body to freak out when you're hurt, which actually then causes more problems, quite often causes more problems. I mean, I know probably God, the way God designed it, is the freak out part is to let you know something is wrong. So you know that you need to take care of it. You know you need to do something, right? And so it makes sense, you know, that God would build it that way. But it's weird that, you know, the pain that comes from the actual problem can be worse than the problem itself. And then people take drugs and then the pain starts causing, you know, emotional issues and people get depressed. I mean, there's all types of stuff that happen. Pain is just so debilitating. It's like kind of, I don't know about that design, God. We could have done a little better on that, you know. It seems like there could have been a better way. So maybe there's something I'm missing, but it just seems like it's weird. So there's frequencies you can use on pain, which if you find the right frequency, it can alleviate it. Or there's sounds, or there's music. And again, with these, you can do both on the body, or you can do that, just listen to it and get in bliss zone, get blissed out as well. Let's see here. I think I'd like to play a song to get us out of any pain. I actually have some blemishes that I just got. They actually just put acid on the blemishes this morning, and it burnt so badly for about 10 minutes, and it still hurts a little bit. So I thought it would be a perfect thing to do. So this is helping myself as well, and hopefully it will help you or anybody you know that's in pain, is really the whole intention here. Now, one of the most powerful things for vibration on the body for pain is low bass. And the only time that doesn't work is when you've got a serious broken bone, because the low bass can actually irritate it if the bone's really badly broken. But otherwise, a powerful low bass is really, really incredible for all types of pain. So the sound table has got a huge amount of bass. And I want to play a song for you that's got a huge amount of bass. In fact, it's almost got too much bass. You might have to turn the bass down on this song. Well, I'm going to play about 5 minutes of it. This originally was a song for weight loss. And I have to tell you, there was a woman at the New Living Expo that was quite overweight. And I hope that's PC the way I just said that. And and she actually hadn't had any feeling in her feet for years. And after getting off the sound table, she said she could feel her feet for the first time. So it's really good for that as well. But this song is also about loving yourself. But the main thing, it's got more bass in it than you can imagine. So if you can get next to the speaker or take the headphones that you're listening to and put them on any part of the body where there's pain, this could really help. In fact, it will probably definitely help. And even if you don't have pain, you could try putting this on the body. Okay, so let's play a little bit of weight loss. This is also called loving yourself here. Thank you. hopefully that helped you. You know, you can get very specific on frequencies for pain. There's the work of Olaf Skille, who invented the sound table many years ago. He's actually done a lot of research on the actual frequencies that help with pain. And in Norway, where he's from, or Sweden, they're now using these frequencies on the sound tables for people that are doing Olympic training. He says that after 40,000 hours of collective experience, we've empirically chosen 7 frequencies that may be considered to be the foundation frequencies of vibroacoustic tables. And so he says that 40 hertz, right around 40 hertz, stimulates blood circulation, reduces spasms, increases sleep, and reduces blood pressure, abdominal massage, and sports injuries. For 50 hertz, helps with lung issues and asthma, bronchial conditions, cystic fibrosis, and COPD. I don't even know what that is, COPD. Okay, 52 hertz reduces most low back pains and menstrual pains, can reduce climactic problems, and aids in softening of scar tissue. 60 hertz is for spasm issues, pain between the shoulder blades. 68 hertz, analgesic effect on medium-sized muscles, reduces tensions in neck and shoulder muscles, heals frozen shoulder, reduces dizziness. The 80 hertz is gentler, it can be used for the massage of the small muscles in the hands and feet and reduces dizziness also. 86 hertz, positive effect on headaches, migraine, post-stroke therapy, and some neurological issues. So the interesting thing is like he's done a lot of research. I'm really curious if those are a little bit different for different people and different sized muscles and such. But that's really a good beginning. And with our research foundation, we're going to be researching this in much more detail. Now, there's another couple of frequencies that we found are extremely helpful for headaches. And that is, besides the 86 hertz he just mentioned here, we found that 111 hertz is really effective. Actually, there was a woman who took our online program, and she actually, before she took the program, she had a migraine headache and was up late and heard a voice that said, "Tone this." And she looked over at her digital clock, and the digital clock said 111. So she did a search online and found our website where we have all the frequencies you can listen to. And she actually played 111 and toned it, and her migraine went away. So the next day she signed up for the certificate program and then ended up doing her final paper on 111 hertz and found out it's been used since the beginning of time as a healing frequency. Now, she also, we also have then found that there's another frequency, which is 1.45 hertz, which is called the ultra healing frequency. And apparently this is in 70 sacred sites being emitted somehow. They've discovered it in 70 sacred sites. 1.45 hertz is like way below our hearing range, right? It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. But you can create it if you use 111 hertz and 112.45 hertz. Because when you have two frequencies that are very close to each other, you'll hear the difference between them. So 112.45 minus 111 is 1.45 hertz, the ultra healing frequency, which is also good for the headaches because it's good for the pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus. So we actually sell tuning forks. In fact, one of my favorite sets is the 111-112.45 set. And it's our largest, our most We sell more of that set than any other set. And also, it's just a really cool, auspicious frequencies altogether. A lot of people, Bob Beck says it's 111 is for cell regeneration as well. There's something auspicious about 112.45, but I can't remember what it is. So I actually created a song based on these frequencies, 111 and 112.45. In fact, I tuned the song to precisely the difference between these frequencies. And it's got the binaural beat in there of 1.45, and I called it Headache Relief. So we might listen to the whole thing. It's about 9 minutes, but let's check it out and see if we get bored here and see how this works for you. If you have headphones, it's even more effective to listen to. So let's play Headache Relief. It's interesting. That song's kind of meant to be a little boring just to get the frequencies into you. It's more about frequency than the music on that song. With tuning forks, you know, there are specific forks. I mean, often the bigger tuning fork, the lower frequency ones, are the best for muscles and physical pain. Although, you know, the higher frequency forks that are actually unweighted, that you put around the body on the auras, they're amazing how effective they can be for getting rid of pain without even touching the body as well. Also, the thing about tuning forks is I'll often try them right on the pain if I can stand it. But a lot of people recommend that you put two tuning forks on both sides of the pain, so it draws the energy away from the actual pain spot. And so that's something you might try as well. You can also put your lips on the body, on somebody's body, and tone. Ooh gives you the most vibration. So and just keep it going like ooh, and that can really be very effective. Now, for if you have pain in the bones, that takes a little more time. So we've got the cyma frequencies that are unbelievably effective, and you can use the cymatic frequencies on the body. With headphones, just put the headphones right on the body, or you can actually use the bass pod that I mentioned before, which is the little subwoofer, and put it right on the body, and that's unbelievably effective. When I was in high school, I was in an accident and went through the windshield with my head. I broke the windshield with my head, and I had pain for years, and I've still got chronic pain in my neck, and massage doesn't help it at all. But when I put the frequencies for muscles on my neck with the cymatic frequencies, 6 minutes and it's completely gone. It's just amazing how effective the cymatic frequency we have for muscles, nerves, tendons, and ligaments. And so that's another very effective thing for pain. The other main thing is to just tone. You know, you can, as I mentioned before, you don't have to scream, I've discovered. You can just tone, just an ohm. Ooh, that's very effective for getting rid of pain. However, if you're in extreme pain or chronic pain, it's hard to tone forever or even for a long time at all, or 15 minutes, it's even hard to do. So what you can do, it's not quite as effective, but it still works, and that is tone silently. So you just do an ohm in your head, and it's amazing how effective it is, because pain is like a frequency that's like unstable and chaotic. It's like, ah, you know, whereas an ohm is stable, still, and peaceful. So these are some really effective techniques you can try. But one other I want to do now is I want to play for you Water of Life. And this is the example of using music to take you into a higher state of consciousness, so the pain doesn't bother you at all. And also so that higher state of consciousness helps heal the pain with those higher energies. So listen to this. This is Water of Life. It's about bringing unconditional love into your heart. this still point where there's no pain. I have to tell you, a beautiful white dove just flew up and landed in a tree right outside my window here and is still sitting there. Great sign, because that's our intention, that everyone is pain-free. Just imagine everyone on the planet pain-free, at least for the rest of the evening. And it'd be great for the whole week. Use these techniques for months and years to come. No pain for lifetimes. Thanks for listening. Take care.